USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden was briefed on FEMA's response to Hurricane Fiona's aftermath in Puerto Rico on Thursday. The president announces an executive action he took to further help with the recovery.
At the governor's request, I immediately approved an expedited major disaster declaration to provide individual and public assistance to help people and communities recover from, and this declaration is going to, we'll get federal resources there quickly, and it's going to help people start rebuilding their lives.
More than 1.5 million residents are still without power, and one-third don't have water service. A new poll suggests a record turnout for November's midterm elections. Roughly 64% of respondents to the NBC News poll say they have a very high interest in the midterms. A similar poll in 2018 found very high interest among 58% of respondents. The midterms will determine control of the House and Senate for the next 2 years. President Joe Biden touted tougher climate investments in the Inflation Reduction Act during his address to the UN General Assembly. North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer explains on Fox Business why he's no fan of that bill.
This runaway government spending, this supercharging the demand side of our economy while the supply side continues to be hurt by it, it has led to this inflation.
Yeah.
We need to get our arms wrapped around that.
He adds he wants banks to reconsider their environmental and social policies. The mayor of Mexico City confirms two people are dead following Thursday morning's magnitude 6.8 earthquake. The tremor was centered about 400 miles west of the capital city. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 107 points to close at 3076. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
President Biden accused Russia of violating the core tenets of the U.S. Charter during a speech to the U.N. General Assembly on Wednesday. Congressman Michael Walls argues that this should make people question the effectiveness and relevancy of the U.N.
This is a permanent member of the Security Council violating every aspect, every element of what the U.N. stands for.
He adds Biden should have been clearer about condemning the use of nuclear weapons. A protest in Iran continues to be deadly.
Violence between Iranian security forces and Iranian protesters angry over the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody has resulted in at least 9 people being killed since the violence erupted over the weekend. Mahsa Amini was arrested and ultimately died because of a headscarf. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Target is planning to hire 100,000 seasonal workers. The company saying it'll bring on new employees in stores and supply chain facilities nationwide this year. It's in an effort to help strengthen customer service. Two top Amazon officials have to testify in an investigation over its Prime program. That's according to a ruling by the FTC. The decision came after Amazon leveled harassment allegations against the agency when it came to Executive Chairman Jeff Bezos and CEO Andy Jassy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.